Blog Talk Radio.
This is the 6:30 edition of the Blog Talk Radio show. I'm Andrew Shatkin. I'm very happy to welcome you, and I want to alert you listeners and thinkers and theologians and philosophers and literary people, I want to alert you that this show is about Christian persecution and the persecution of Christian people. Now, I want to say a little background about me. This is a politically incorrect show. I'm not politically correct, and it's a show which is concerned with honest, critical thinking, leading to truth and facts, and it is concerned with eschewing and rejecting media hype, media falsehoods, and media lies. And we try, and all kinds of political rhetoric, we're trying to get at the facts and the truth. The second thing is I'm Christian, and the show is oriented to a Christian thought system, but I welcome all kinds of people, all thoughts, Islam, Hindu, whatever, Shinto. I welcome all people on this show of all thought streams. Well, I'm a Christian. I believe in the full authority of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation, and I also believe in the ancient creeds of the Church, the Apostles, Athanasian, and Nicene Creed. If I'm going to read a book, I'll read C.S. Lewis, a great Christian writer, as opposed to other people that I don't think are going to inform me too much, whether St. Augustine or whoever you may think of. I also, this is a show in which I have two radio shows, a podcast show, which I've had over 4,300 visitors, and a Blog Talk radio show, this one. I have many people from Muslim countries in China visiting this show, despite the Christian orientation of the show, of the podcast, and of this Blog Talk radio show. I also am a writer. I've written 10 books, three Christian books, two legal, and I've just completed a book on the Psalms, and I hope you find these books interesting and engaging. In this show, I often handle literary English and American literary figures, and theology, and philosophy, and current events, and different kinds of thought systems. And tonight, I'm going to talk about Christian persecution. Now, let me say this, that when I speak about the persecution of our Christian brothers and sisters, I may at times mention Islamic radical terrorism. This is a very small minority of our dear Muslim brothers and sisters, and I really have quite a great bit of love for them, and I think they're good people, and there is a small minority in that culture that do this. So let me talk about some recent acts of Christian persecution. Alice was husband was killed by Islamic terrorists and by Fulani terrorists in 2011, and she was taken to the hospital where they could not revive him. These terrorists attacked her village, forcing her to flee, destroying her crops and farmland, she was refused to renounce her Christian faith. That's one example of terrorism. Let's look at another one. Leah Shabu was abducted in 2018 by Boko Haram. She presently has had a second child, and they have threatened to, the Boko Haram has threatened to murder or enslave her. And they are asking her to renounce her Christian faith, which she has declined to do. Again, another example of Boko Haram. Leah was abducted in 2018. She was threatened to be murdered or enslaved unless she would refuse to, and she refused to renounce her Christian faith, despite the pressure put on her. And she has presently had a second child. So, these are two examples of Christian persecution. Let's look at another. In Greece, Corinth, Greece, at an immigration detention center, illegal immigrants held at the pre-departure immigration detention center of Corinth, Greece, set the facility on fire following the suicide of a migrant. Riots broke out in the center amidst chants of Allahu Akbar as illegal immigrants detained the facility, set aflame the building provided for their accommodation. before the deportation to their respective countries. So this is a situation in Corinth, Greece, where illegal immigrants held at an immigration detention center set the facility on fire following the suicide of a migrant. Last week, riots broke out amidst chants of Allah Akbar as these illegal Islamic individuals set flame to the building. I'm told, it's been reported, that the uprising at the detention center is primarily led by illegal Pakistanis held in the detention center. Again, this was apparently a riot caused by illegal immigrants who set the facility on fire, and they were apparently, they shouted Allah Akbar, which is words connected with Muslim terrorism, unfortunately. So that we know about that, and as local reports, a young man of Turkish Kurdish descent was found hanging in the toilet at the facility where 700 illegal immigrants were housed. His body was discovered by other migrants who posted a photo of the scene. And rioting broke out with the migrants setting fire to mattresses and throwing rocks and boulders at the police. For some time now, Greece has been enduring the menace of illegal immigrants. Many of them transit through Turkey. And it's noted here in this article that in this detention center where there was where the young man with Turkish Kurdish descent was found hanging in the toilet at the facility where 700 illegal immigrants were held. His body was discovered by others, posted a photo at the scene, and rioting broke out with immigrants setting fire to their mattresses and throwing rocks. So there was a fire caused, and they shouted, as is a significant Allah Akbar. Again, I say these are unique situations of people in difficult situations. I don't think that by any means the majority of Muslim people do this. I think only a very thin minority may do it. And then it says here, besides suffering from violence that routinely breaks out the detention facility, Greece is also affected by a marked increase in crimes of a sexual nature committed by immigrants of Pakistani origin. In the last 2 months, there have been several cases where Pakistani migrants were found committing unspeakable sexual atrocities against native women and children. Besides suffering from violence that routinely breaks out at the detention facility, Greece has also had a marked increase in crime of a sexual nature committed by immigrants of Pakistani origin. And there have been several cases where Pakistani migrants were found committing sexual atrocities against women. Recently, a Pakistani immigrant was arrested in Crete for the assault and attempted rape of a local woman. He had approached the local woman on Friday night near the old town hall and beat her while attempting to rape her. So this is an example of possibly, I'm not blaming people, I think these are unique individuals who are doing this, but I think it should be noted that Greece has been suffering from violence of this character of a sexual nature committed by immigrants of Pakistani origin. And one was arrested in Crete for the assault and rape of a local woman. And he was supposed to beat her while attempting to rape her. And on March 26, a Pakistani immigrant tried to molest a 13-year-old boy. And in the village, a Pakistani immigrant reportedly attempted to kiss the minor boy on his lips. The boy had gone to the house of the Pakistani migrant, who was a neighbor of the boy's relatives. So again, a Pakistani migrant on March 26 molested a 13-year-old boy, attempted to kiss him on his lips. The boy had gone to the house of the Pakistani migrant, who was a neighbor. After the incident, the boy narrated the incident to his father, who in turn called the police and filed a complaint. And then in February 2021, a court in Greece had extended judicial custody of a man of Pakistani descent from 12 to 18 months after he was found guilty of sexually assaulting an 11-year-old minor. The incident occurred in April 2020 when the Pakistani migrant had raped the minor girl. The culprit had been sexually assaulted the girl when she had come to her home. So a court extended custody of a man of Pakistani origin if he was found guilty of sexually assaulting an 11-year-old minor. The incident occurred in April 2020 when the Pakistani migrant had raped the minor girl and had reportedly assaulted the girl when she came to her home. These incidents are unique. I don't think they mean that they imply that our dear Islamic brothers and sisters are bad, but there is a certain minority that may do this. It is a thin minority, a very thin minority. Let's look at the Palm Sunday bombing at the cathedral in Indonesia. A report suspected suicide bomb attack targeted Catholics leaving the cathedral after Palm Sunday Mass on the Indonesian island of Sulawesi. The explosion occurred March 28th outside Sacred Heart of Jesus Cathedral in Makassar, capital of the South Sulawesi province, as churchgoers were exiting the cathedral at the start of Holy Week. So there was a suicide bomb attack against Catholics leaving cathedral after Palm Sunday Mass. And the explosion occurred on March 28th outside the Sacred Heart of Jesus Cathedral as churchgoers were exiting cathedral at the start of Holy Week. Father Willamus Tulak, who celebrated Mass, said the explosion occurred around 10:30 a.m. local time, and he explained that a suspected bomber who arrived on a motorbike tried to enter the cathedral, was turned away by security guards, and the two suspected bombers both died. We have the situation in Indonesia of a suicide bombing. And then it's noteworthy that here that a family of suicide bombers attacked three churches, including the Church of St. Mary Immaculate in Surabaya in May 2018. Again, these are unique situations. They are a thin minority. By no means do they represent the wonderful Islamic population that I know of and the wonderful Islamic people of Islamic faith that I'm aware of and am friends with. But there is this thin minority that do this. And as I say, in Indonesia, there was an attack, a suicide bomber, on a cathedral in the Indonesian island of Sulawesi on March 28th. Just churchgoers were exiting the cathedral. The bombing happened at the cathedral side entrance. It's a noteworthy, and there's a note here in what I'm reading, that a family of suicide bombers attacked three churches, including the Church of St. Makula, Surabaya, in Indonesia's second largest city in May 2018. So we have a little information here about what's going on in the world in terms of Christian attacks. I think you should be aware of it. I think the mainline media do not report these events too much. They should. And I hope that they will in the future change their reportage. Finally, I have one further point to make. A Catholic priest and six others were killed on an attack on a church in Nigeria. The story here is that a Catholic priest and at least six others were killed had just offered Mass in his parish church. St. Paul, Iowa, in eastern New Jersey, was preparing to leave for the Holy Week Chrism Mass when he was shot in the head by gunmen on March 30th. According to a statement by Father Fidelis Akjumbo, the body of the priest and those of six other victims were recovered after there was pandemonium. So again, we have here six people were killed in an attack on a church in Nigeria. Local churches said that bandits had attacked St. Paul's Catholic Church in Aitwara Village, and then the unidentified gunmen also raided the Aitwara Village and set many houses on fire. Then we have here that Newgobin was ordained to the priesthood in 2015, and we have a situation here where we have a full report of this of these matters, that he had served as the assistant priest at St. Paul Parish since 2018, where he cared for many displaced persons. And he's presently assistant cathedral minister for the diocese, and the murder comes days after a... So let's take a look at what happened here. A Catholic priest and at least six others were killed by... were killed, and he had just offered Mass in his parish church. Eastern Nigeria was preparing to leave when he was shot in the head on March 30th. The body of the priest and six others were recovered. Father Ferdinand went out to find the cause of the confusion. He was shot in the head as he tried to take cover against the armed gunmen. Local authorities said the bandits had attacked St. Paul's Catholic Church in the village. So here we have it, this attack on our Catholic brothers and sisters in Nigeria. So hopefully we are made aware here of these anti-Christian attacks. I have spoken about these before, and they do at times seem to involve people of Islamic descent. It's unfortunate. They're only a thin minority, a very small minority of that wonderful group of people. So, but I think you should know about these attacks and be aware of them. And I think the church and Christians should be vigilant to save the lives of their Christian brothers and sisters at risk in other countries. Thank you.